In this bulletin, New South Wales reports a record 239 new local cases of COVID-19. Victoria continues to investigate a virus mystery case, and more gold for Australia in the pool at the Tokyo Olympics. Hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. Tighter restrictions have been imposed in Western Sydney after daily new COVID-19 case numbers in New South Wales soared to 239. Two people, a woman from Sydney's southwest in her 90s and a man in his 80s, have also died from the virus, taking the toll from this outbreak to 13. In the 8 local government areas of particular concern, mask wearing is now mandatory, with fines increased from $200 to $500. Premier Gladys Berejiklian and says there will also be a big crackdown on business non-compliance.
Police will also, from tomorrow, be given the power to close a public premise, a work site, a workplace, a business, if those entities continue to flout the public health orders. We're noticing too much of a lack of compliance from businesses or from premises. If that's the case, police will be given and are given the power to close down those premises.
The Premier has described the lockdown measures as the harshest ever enforced in Australia. She warned case numbers were only likely to increase in coming days, given at least 70 of the new cases were infectious while in the community. Victoria has recorded 7 new local COVID-19 cases, 6 of which have been in isolation throughout their infectious period. The 7th is the mystery case of a man who worked as a traffic controller at a testing site. Acting Testing Commander Naomi Bromley says interviews are going to determine his movements in the community.
We're really following up all of the possible sources of infection for this gentleman. We're investigating where he was during his acquisition period and where he worked and travelled while infectious. Testing is already underway, and several members of his household and his close social circle have already returned a negative test result, which is very encouraging.
Mothers experiencing postnatal depression say COVID-19 border restrictions preventing their parents from coming to Australia are worsening their mental health. They have written an open letter to the Prime Minister's wife, Jenny Morrison, who has spoken out about overcoming postnatal depression with family support. New mother Alexander Parker has told SBS she's struggled with basic tasks because of her depression, but her application to bring out her fully vaccinated parents from the UK to help has been rejected 3 times.
Just soul destroying. I just cannot believe the government believe like mental illness is not a compassionate reason. I was just in such despair every day, and like that isolation I felt, it was just so acute. Sometimes it was so hard to process.
She and other mothers are pushing for changes to the rule that doesn't consider parents' immediate family for travel exemptions. The first person has used Western Australia's new voluntary assisted dying laws to end their life. Premier Mark McGowan says it's an historic moment for the state. The person has not been identified and the family is asking for privacy. WA's new laws came into effect this month, with about 60 people expected to peacefully end their own lives within the next 12 months. Let's move to sport now, and swimmer Zach Stubbedly-Cook has won a gold medal for Australia in the 200 metres breaststroke final at the Tokyo Olympics. The 22-year-old came from well behind to storm home in the final 50 metres in an Olympic record time of 2 minutes 6.38 seconds. The Netherlands' Arno Kaminga finished second, with Finland's Matti Mattsson claiming bronze. It's Australia's 5th gold medal in the pool and first in the event since Tokyo in 1964. Kyle Chalmers won silver in the 100 metres freestyle behind US gold medalist Caleb Dressel, while the Australian women's team finished with bronze in the 4x200 metre freestyle relay. Let's see what Friday's weather's doing for you around the nation. In Perth, showers with a possible storm, 17 degrees, 19, and partly cloudy in Adelaide, 15 with a shower or two developing in Melbourne, partly cloudy and 15 degrees as well in Hobart. In Canberra, morning frost and then a sun sunny 13 degrees. Fine weather in Wollongong 19. Much the same for Sydney. Similar conditions in Newcastle, a top of 20. Fine weather for you in Brisbane as well, 22. A mostly sunny day in Cairns, 29. And morning fog, and then a sunny 32 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.